All right, this episode of Inside Flicks Podcast, we're going to review Rocket Man, that new biopic about Elton John.
How does a boy from nowhere get to be a rock star?
Kill the person you were born to be. Become the person you want to be.
Elton John.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Can you even play the piano in those?
Rock music has a new star.
It's never gonna last.
Something special happens when you sing our songs.
It's magic.
All right, I'm your host, Mike. I'm here with Rich and Raymond. We're gonna take a dive into Rocket Man. Now, this is a biopic about the great legendary singer, rock singer, piano man, Elton John. Initially, it's weird because this is kind of after viewing this film, you kind of have a sense that this could have been a musical. You know, this could have been an adaptation of a stage musical, but no, it isn't. This, because, you know, there's a lot of musical sequences where it's like straight from it almost gives a sense that this was a Broadway play at one point.
Yeah, it seemed like it might have been better as a Broadway play.
Yeah, and that's... So a lot
that's
of
the
that yeah. So a lot of it was like, so this is much. This is, you know, like people might compare this to Bohemian Rhapsody. This is a different approach to it. This is very much a musical approach to a biopic, and which is, I have no problem with that. That's fine. The only thing I kind of didn't like about that whole process is that Elton John didn't write the lyrics to his film, his songs. It was Bernie Taupert, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Played by
Jamie Bell.
Jamie Bell, and Elton is played by Taron Egerton.
Mm-hmm.
And both performances are very good. They did very well as their respective roles, but. Because, you know, look, for instance, there's a lot of sequences where he's, you know, it goes from Elton as a young child, and then they cut to a song that he did in his 20s or 30s to try, you know, do a, you know, to represent something that he came up with, you know, something he was dealing with in his childhood. But he didn't write those lyrics. So it makes no sense to use the lyrics to represent his childhood.
The songs were just supposed to more represent like what he was going through.
Yeah, but and if he wrote those lyrics,
it would make more sense.
Yeah. But he only writes the music. He didn't write the lyrics of the songs. And so that's the only gripe I have. I mean, of doing an approach like that for a rock legend like Elton John. Other than that, this movie was it's a very milquetoast type of take on Elton John's life. Elton John, and look, it does show a lot of blemishes. You know, he's a sex addict. You know, he's a drug addict. He's alcoholic. He has a short tempered. And they do show that, but it is very glossy, and it was.
Most biopics are, though.
Yeah, and I think...
Most of, you know, I mean, recent ones.
Right, I mean, there's...
I mean, even Straight Outta Compton did that.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, you know what, this was just another one of those puff pieces. Where the artists themselves are...
Part of the producing team.
Yeah, I mean, in Bohemian Rhapsody, it was the other members of Queen who were involved with the film way too much. This is the same thing. You know, this is Elton John producing his own movie.
Yeah, they do take a lot more. They do, you know, they do show a lot more of the bad side of Elton in this film than they do in Queen or in Bohemian Rhapsody. But again, it does stop short of really kind of telling a full story of a man who is complex and then also a genius, you know. So during the first two half I was very entertained. By the third I was getting kind of like, okay, he has problems with his parents. I get it. Everyone has problems with their parents, so I guess that drove him to do drugs. And but I mean, they really kind of deal with the like his homosexuality. That must have been a major strain in his life to be in the closet, and they kind of just, you know, just lightly dance around it, because it has this device of being a musical. Like, you know, they kind of get to it, and then, you know, they send it out with this dance number, and it doesn't, you know, so it feels, it could have been much more gritty, and could have been a really really great exploration of a man who was stuck in a closet for a while and had to really become his, you know, own. And
but I don't think that would have quite meshed with the musical's approach.
That's what I'm saying. The musical approach, yeah, and this, his life, it contrasted each other, and they were fighting against each other. And I think that ultimately it's a disappointment. You know,
this would have been a much more better musical. This is just you know.
What do you mean musical?
Like I mean I'm sorry, Broadway play.
Yeah, Broadway if they did this,
this is straight up Broadway play. This is ready. This is like as if they were working the last 20 years on a Broadway play, and they just
last minute.
Oh, you know, let's just make it into a movie. Because
that's kind of what I liked about it, though, because it was like a completely different approach to tell a biopic, especially after
I like the beginning
know,
of the movie, yeah.
Bohemian
I like,
Rhapsody.
I like the beginning of the movie, but by the end. By the very end,
I mean, there's one point where he's hugging himself, you know, his child self, and that's an eye roll right there. it's a little kind of goofy, you know. It's like, okay, we get it.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, by the very end of the movie, I mean, I love this the beginning how the when they go into a big sequence of when he goes right when he turns into Taron Egerton's when he goes from the child actor to
from
the
little
Johnny.
Boy to
yeah where they go through the fence
dance, and the dance sequence
that big old dance sequence in the carnival,
yeah,
and around that time that looked great to me,
yeah,
and then it just.
But when they get to the point where he, like, what was the reason behind his drinking and the drugs? It gets, like, okay.
Yeah, that's just, I guess, he wasn't maybe the best choice, I guess, or that's just, like, his life, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
He didn't have a good reason to be an addict.
Yeah, I know. Well, the reason is because apparently his father didn't really love him, and his mother was a kind of a bitch, and... And I go, okay.
Like everyone.
Yeah, it's like everyone, right? I mean, but I think, to me, it seems like, you know, I really love the idea that, and they kind of alluded to this in the film, they kind of touched on it really quick, that Elton John perhaps loved Bernie, his writing partner.
Yeah.
And Bernie was not homosexual. He was straight, and he loved him as a brother, and they both loved each other as a brother, but it seemed like he was rejected by him, and that kind of, you know, psychologically... made them more, you know, lost in you know, because they both went to Hollywood at the same time, and
yeah, and I don't know how.
So that, I
get what you're saying, and like they kind of just covered that by just playing a song, really.
Yeah,
but
they could have gotten deeper with it.
Yeah, and they could.
There's a lot of
moments like that where they could have really dug deep in it, and they just kind of played it off with a song. With a dance sequence, or you know, with a.
But I think the reason that why they did it is just because tonally it would have felt off.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, like if you look at like All That Jazz, the Bob Fosse film, which is about a guy who's a drug addict.
But that's not a musical though.
But there's a lot. Oh, yeah. But there's dance sequences, and then there was the third act is a whole kind of dance sequence, and. But I mean, they go deep into that film about his psychological stuff, and like even you know, that should have been like part, they you know the director who's the director Dexter
Fletcher, the actor turned director who helped out in Bohemian Rhapsody, actually he took over for Bryan Singer
when Bryan Singer was fired, he took over for the last couple of weeks of that shoot,
and he did Eddie the Eagle,
right?
He did Eddie the Eagle. He should have really kind of looked into Bob. He should have looked at All That Jazz, but it seemed like he was more interested in something like.
No, but I think you guys are right though. Like Elton totally, this was his movie.
Yeah,
this was, he wanted to make it this way.
Yeah, he wanted to be like he wanted to be more of a Broadway play type of thing.
Yeah, but I thought it was a cool approach. I mean, we've never seen that before. We've never seen that approach for a biopic.
Sure, and maybe. if it was about his
own. And when I watched the movie in theaters, I just remember thinking, like, I really wish they had done something like this for Bohemian Rhapsody, because even if they could have, like, changed history like they did in Bohemian Rhapsody, like they did, but if it was a musical, you'd be able to accept it a bit more than if it was supposed to be, like, taken for serious, like, as this serious biopic or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so it works, you know, like, maybe they should have just focused on the film, on the years that he was just trying to break in, instead of, like, the whole years of his cocaine life and drug life and alcohol life and his suicide. There was a suicide.
Or maybe just put a little less focus on it.
Yeah, or just main focus on how he broke in. I think because I love the part where he's trying to break in. He was a piano player for a soul act in the clubs, nightclubs. You know, I love all of that.
No, yeah, in the nightclub, that was, Tate Donovan. He stole the show. Oh. And he stole every scene.
Yeah, Tate Donovan as the troubadour owner,
Doug Weston. Yeah,
and Tate Donovan was fantastic in this film. he's
if there's an Oscar, if they're talking Oscar, it better be for Tate Donovan.
But Richard Madden is in the film also. He plays this Elton John's manager or something at one point.
And, yeah, you know what? Exactly. Richard Madden from Game of Thrones, and he
played John Reed, the manager
for Netflix's Bodyguard.
Right, he's good. He's good, and he also Lover in the film. He plays Elton Lover, is a lover, and they have. But we don't really go into their relationship that much. He kind of, you know, we know that he was an asshole.
But he was a much bigger, this character he had played, it was a much bigger asshole played by Aidan Gillen, another Game of Thrones actor, Littlefinger, in Bohemian Rhapsody. They're playing the same character, and in Bohemian Rhapsody, he was a dickhead.
Yeah, yeah.
and in this movie, he's playing the same actor. I mean, I'm playing the character. But,
same person, yeah.
Yeah, same person. So he must have swindled more money off of Elton or something. You know?
And they didn't really go into it, because Elton was drugged out, and they should have really kind of felt. It's like it was glossed over.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure he was a dick, but
you wouldn't even know that it was the same character as Bohemian Rhapsody,
right?
Is it the same? Because I guess in the real life, John Reed managed both Queen and Elton John.
It's right.
Around the same time. But and both swindled money from both people, both acts. But, you know, who knows? I mean, there are some things to really like about this film. But if you're more of like a meat and potato type of biopic guy, maybe you wouldn't like this one. And I'm kind of like, I like those kind of gritty, you know, meat and potato. There's a great documentary, or a two-part documentary, on NXS that Australia did in their TV.
You mean not a documentary,
biopic.
Biopic. Never Tear Us Apart.
It's fantastic. It goes from it's like basic from the, you know, the inception to the rise and fall of the NXS, and I love that. That's more of a typical thing I love. This is kind of. Rocketman's kind of more of like, you know, musical. If you like more musical, you like Elton John's music, yes, you will love this film. But I kind of like the whole kind of the rise and fall type of thing. And this didn't really, I mean, this is very glossed over.
I personally, I love the movie. I like having kind of different variations on biopics, because I really do think, I think Bohemian Rhapsody is proof of this, that when you just kept the kind of the same thing
like Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I hated
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, me too. I hated Bohemian Rhapsody as well. Go ahead, finish what you were saying.
When you get so many movies like Bohemian Rhapsody, it
repetition.
It kind of almost kills the biopic, and I do like the really gritty biopics as well, but. I think we need movies like this. We need more movies like this.
Well, we need more movies like Walk the Line and Ray.
Well, no, I mean,
no, because I think that's still kind of, those are much better movies than Bohemian Rhapsody. But
We need more musicals that have really good music. There's a lot of musicals out nowadays. So, you know, the musicals are kind of have made a comeback. But the musicals nowadays are throwbacks to the old 20s, 30s, 40s musicals. And they use the same type of music, you know, the old kind of classic standards and stuff like that.
Yeah, but this I think the reason they're doing that is because when they tried to do new things, it killed the genre.
Right. Well, but you could say that this is kind of like a musical with you know, rock music. And that's why it kind of works. You should, Raymond, you should check out Sing Street.
Yeah, Sing Street.
You got to check out Sing Street. It's basically a musical, but it has
actually all three movies of that director.
Yeah, I forgot what's his name. Carney? John Carney?
Yeah.
He's a magician or a musician in real life, and he became a filmmaker. Once is a great musical.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and Begin Again.
And Begin Again, which, you know, all his movies are fantastic, and you should check. He's a really good director, and if you're into the musical like Rockin' Man, those movies are much better choices. But they're not biopics, but they're much better. You know, they're very honest. And
I really like the Rocket Man though, because it really kind of like you guys were saying earlier, it is kind of like a Broadway play. And remember, I liked movies that you guys hate, like Chicago and stuff, because I thought it was fantastic how they were able to do kind of like a Broadway play cinematically.
Oh, I see.
And you know, that's exactly what they did with Rocket Man, but
kind of
they told a true story.
Yeah. Yeah,
I get what you're saying, like about the scenes when he like confronts himself in what was it, drug rehab or whatever, yeah. Rehab scenes.
Oh yeah, he hugs him, but, in smaller versions, his child himself.
I didn't mind it because it was just, I don't know, like I could see that happening on a play.
Right. On a Broadway play, I don't know. In a Broadway play, it would make sense in a Broadway play, but watching it as a movie, I started laughing.
The takeaway song at the end. I'm still standing
with the music video.
Yeah, I mean that's. To me, that scene must have been meant for the credits to run over it.
I felt like it was meant for marketing.
Yeah. I think the director, Dexter Fletcher, said, you know, we'll use this, and then I'm still standing, we'll use this, and then we'll use, put the credits over. And then Elton said, oh, I love that. Oh, use it at the end scene.
I know. oh, shit. I got it. I guess this is the movie now. No, but I think, and it's fine. That ending makes sense with this type of movie. It's kind of like a happy go, you know, I'm still standing type of. So it makes sense with this movie. That's why I don't particularly like this film. It's not really gritty, or it's not really doesn't dive deep enough for me. But if you love the music and you love kind of this gloss and this kind of Broadway approach, I understand why one would love this film.
But I like Broadway approach to a certain degree. Right. I mean, once you get Baz Luhrmann, that's, for me, that's a little too much. but when you keep it to a certain level, and I think this movie, it did get a little wacky at times. Like, I think I wasn't bothered by the scene that you guys were bothered by when he confronts himself as a child. But I was a little bothered by the scene when he performs Rocket Man and he just flies off into the air and then he appears in the plane.
Yeah, I know. It was.
I mean, I get what they were doing. It was kind of a cool transition, but it was, it's a little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of
another,
for a second.
Another scene where, like, when he, right after the pool scene where he falls into the pool and he sees his child self. And then,
I like that, actually. I thought that was
funny. And they bring him out of the ambulance.
And he's dying.
And then he pulls off, starts pulling off the mask to sing and stuff. And then they go into the audience, and I mean, to the hospital scene, and like in the gurney, and he starts dancing out of the gurney. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I mean,
I like
and then
that
he goes into the, do- and from there, he goes into the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, a bit. I mean, that's.
That's the. But I mean, if you're into it,
it's ridiculous. I get what you're saying, but I mean, I thought it worked. I thought it was cool.
I think maybe if Elton didn't have,
Seen a scene like that since Disorderlies.
Well, Fat Boys Disorderlies.
Yeah, Fat Boys, another wonderful musical.
If Elton didn't have like a drug addiction, I would be like, oh, this is a fun sequence because we're not laughing at drug addiction. We're not having a good time about drug addiction.
I didn't think it was necessarily funny. I was just like, oh, right. This is a cool transition.
Well, yeah, true. And they didn't really play it as like, oh, this is fun. But Dexter was trying to do like a Trainspotting sequence.
Oh, Trainspotting.
Yeah. Trainspotting sequence when he's doing drugs and he kills that sequence with Ian McGregor is like goes through the floor. You know, this is.
I didn't get that vibe.
Taron
Egerton. Okay. To me, it's just
Trainspotting. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, I think that he was influenced by that type of sequences and those transitions, and the, you know, there's a film, there's that the musical in the 70s.
Tommy,
right? Tommy, the Who documentary or the Who musical, okay. This got a lot of that vibes.
Yeah. I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, which Elton John was in it, yeah.
Elton John, the pinball wizard,
yeah,
his famous pinball wizard thing. But when I watched this Rocket Man, I go, this must have been influenced by Tommy, and I didn't like Tommy. I like Tommy, but
I love Tommy.
I think it fell short to the with you know what he was trying to do with Tom.
That feel.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like a Hollywood version of Tommy, because Tommy was a deeply British film musical that was really good, and I think it didn't do that radical stuff that Tommy did. But anyway, I mean, Rocket Man, if someone likes Elton John's music and loves kind of like this gloss over kind of biopic, they will have a good time with Rocket Man. I didn't, but you know. So what's your grade?
The best thing they did from this movie is they worked with a small budget. This was only $40 million production.
Oh, you know what? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what.
That's really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless it's just because Elton, I mean, Elton owns all the music rights,
right? Yeah. All of it was free, you know,
and the wardrobe.
But I'll give this a C. I will rate this a C. Rich,
I'd say go ahead, rent it. If you're a fan, I say rent it. I'll give it a B minus. Oh, I can't give it a B minus. I'll give it a C plus.
Ray,
well, I'm going to give it a significantly higher score. For me, this was so far one of the best movies of the year.
Really,
I mean, there haven't been that many good movies, but
you loved it.
Best of the year.
You got to watch Sing Street and all the John Carney.
Once. And I just rewatched it actually last night, so I
Rocket
fresh
Man.
In my head.
Rocket so Man, you I saw Rocket.
I think I'm gonna give the movie 8.5 out of 10.
Wow!
Wow! Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a buy it in 4K.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our review of Rocket Man. We'll be back with another one next time.
See you soon.